The Sportscast, June 3rd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. And we have several podcasts. We got Hoops Talk, we got The Update, we got Jersey Boys and Sports Talk 101. So you can listen to it separately or go to our main channel, The Sportscast, and you can subscribe there and listen to all our podcasts. Also, you could also visit us, listen to us 24/7. If you're on your Alexa, you can listen to our podcast all day. Sometimes we stream some games as well on it. We stream the Alabama football games and also some basketball stuff. Not the NBA games because of rights issues. Also visit our website, thesportscast.net, and our Twitter, thesportscast1. The French Open is going on. Nadal is going to the finale up in Paris, so things are looking good for him. And download our app, The Sportscast. We broke a story. Joe Girardi, the Phillies, fired him this morning after a bad start of the season. So that's big news. Who used to manage the Yankees back in the day? Well, last night was game one of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Celtics and Warriors. Everyone was choosing the Warriors. I was choosing the Warriors. Byron Jones last night predicted the Celtics win in six. But we got Irwin Dudley. I'm not sure who he predicted it, but join us, Holloway. Irwin, how you doing? And welcome back to the Sportscast.
I appreciate it, man. I'm doing great. I predicted, and I got the Celtics winning. I mean, I had the Celtics winning, winning the last series, and they took care of Miami, and I got them again taking care of Golden State. And a lot of people like, you're crazy for picking them. And a lot of people, they're weighing in and saying, the Golden State Warriors, they got finals experience, they've won titles. I understand all that, but again, you got a young Tatum, you got a young Brown, and you got those guys that are playing really well. And, you got Golden State. Yeah, they've been there. They're a little older. But, again, you have those guys as talented as they are and the way they defend. That's one of the things I've been preaching about, from the get-go about Boston. They've been the number one team in the league as far as defense, and they've continued to do that. Last night they started off kind of sluggish. I mean, started off slow, I guess. On the defensive end, they left Curry open. He went for 21 in the first quarter. Steph Curry, he can do that. But then, they saw as the game went on, they kind of settled in and they started to lock in a little bit more. I mean, Curry, he ended up with 34, but he only had 13 points, the rest of the game after the first quarter. So they locked in. I mean, he did make some shots. But at the end of the day, the defense win championships, and defense. You can score all you want to, but when you got guys like them, they turned it up in the fourth quarter, and you saw what they did. They scored 40 points in the fourth quarter, and they held Golden State to, I think, was 13 or 16 points, something like that, in the fourth quarter. So again, defense wins title. Defense is going to win you a lot of games as well, and so they hang the hat, and then also Boston, they can really score the basketball too. Tatum has really come into his own, and he didn't even have a good game last night. I mean, he went three for 17 from the field, and he was 1 for 5 from the 3-point line. But he had 13 assists. So so he still was engaged and involved in the game, and he got his teammates involved, and that's what you want when your star player is not. He's struggling. He can also do other things, on the court and stuff. But if you go back, I don't think anybody else believes that Tatum will have a game like he had last night. Like normally, if you go back and look, over this playoff run that they've had, when Tatum has a bad game, one game, the next game he comes back out and he plays well. So that's a prediction that I think that'll happen. I mean, like I said, the numbers they stick out for themselves. Al Horford, I mean, he played well. He played well in the Milwaukee series as well. I mean, he carried them and helped them as well. I mean, he stepped up with 26 big points. He was 6 for 8 from the 3-point line. Marcus Smart, he was consistent as always. 7 for 11 from the field, 4 for 7 from the 3-point line. So, I mean, if you look at it, man, I'm telling you, like, their team is, you know, that team is well-balanced, man, well-balanced team.
Yeah, as Irwin said, Irwin was going for the Celtics. He did not change his game. This is real. This is true stuff. Yep. Yeah, last night, incredible. At the first quarter, you know, when he saw Curry, you know, scoring, I believe 21 points, five three-point shots. I think that was the first time any player has done that at this stage. So, great first quarter by Curry, but things kind of died down for him a little bit throughout the game. Third quarter was good. The fourth quarter is where things change, Irwin. Boston was 40 points to 6 points of the Warriors. That definitely helped you win.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it was 6 points. So, again, if you, you know.
And
you
16. Know, sorry, 16.
16. Okay, so 16 points. So, again, you have a team like Boston, and like I said, they've hung their hat on defense, you know, pretty much the entire playoffs, especially during this regular season. And, you know, when you got a team that hangs their hat on defense, and then they can actually score the basketball, and they don't only have one, two, they have three, four players that can contribute. And don't get me wrong, Golden State, they do the same. They have guys that can score, but Golden State is not as good offense as Boston is. I mean, if you think about it, if you watch the game, Wiggins played really good defense, right? He played really good defense, but nobody else. Curry, he didn't play good defense. Klay Thompson, I mean, they was getting all the shots that they wanted. And so when you have teams, when you have guys like that, you know, so you have guys like that, your overall defense is going to struggle.
Yeah, and as Irwin was saying, Tatum had 12 points, not too much for a star player. Jaylen Brown, 24 points. Al Horford, 26. They interviewed him after the game. And Derek White, 21 points. Quite significant by these role players. Al Horford did have a presence for the Heat game. And, of course, Jaylen Brown, once again, Irwin, the secret weapon for the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, Jaylen Brown is, you know, they're him and Jason Tatum, they're a combo. They complement each other. But of course, you know, you get the edge to Tatum. Tatum is definitely their bona fide superstar. And so, you know, again, you know, he didn't play well last night, but I'm going to bet you Sunday, when Sunday rolls around, that he's going to have a good game. It's just going to be. I just hope the other guys step up, and you know, and come on, you know, come along with him, because he's going to have a good game. Like, you know, he's a superstar. Like, again, like I said, the numbers show that he always bounces back when he has a poor performance. If you go down to look at their roster, I mean, the kid White. I mean, I really like him. Like I know his last name White, but.
Derek White, 21.
Derek White. Yeah, man. Let me tell you something. Like he's like one of my favorite players. Like, seriously, like what he does on the court, man. He's consistent. Like, he's the same way in the Miami series, Milwaukee series. I mean, he comes in, does what he needs to do. Like, he came in off the bench. He was 6'11" from the field, 5'8" from the 3-point line. I mean, Pritchard also had her. He came in and had some. He was consistent. He was 2-for-3 from the 3-point line. He's 3-for-4 from the field. I mean, with him coming off the bench, you know, at those numbers, those 8 points, they really matter. Because just think about it, those baskets. Just think about it, if he was 0-for-3 or 1-for-3. You know what I'm saying? That takes away from the team. And when you have role players, the guys that come off the bench that are making shots, that gives. The other guys' confidence as well. So, man, it was a really good game by Boston, especially in the end. They were able to come back, and, you know, like I said, they played defense, and they had the never die attitude. You know, everybody predicted, even though I had Boston winning the title. I mean, I didn't expect them to win last night. I honestly didn't, because, again, you know, it's Golden State, they're home, and, you know, it's how it is, the crowd.
Very hostile environment.
Hostile environment, and you know how it is. And but, again, those like they call them those puppies, those little babies from Boston, you know, like I said, they came out and they did what they were supposed to do.
Boston Celtics coming off a tough series with the Heat. They won it in 7 games. Do you think that series prepared them for this series, or you need to see some more more time and see what it, how it goes?
I would say yeah. I think it does. You know, because again, like, you know, when you're in the grind of the battle and you're playing and you get pushed by another team, that kind of helps you as you continue on your journey or whatever, right? Like Golden State, they've been through the war, they've won titles, everybody knows that. But if you look at that Boston team, you know, they have to grow up against Miami, because again, Miami, you know, for them to go on the road and beat Miami the way they did, that's tough. I mean, you know, it's a closeout game as well. So for them, and Miami and Golden State, they are two different teams. Miami, they pride on defense as well. They have some scores, but they pride themselves on defense. Golden State, they're more prided on offense. Though, well, they do have some guys that, like, for example, Draymond Green, and you know, he's what they have. But if you look at Curry is not considered a good defensive player. Klay Thompson, you know, him coming back from injury, he's not one of those. And so when you look at it, you really only have Andrew Wiggins. Like, he's there. He's one of their best perimeter scorer. But then as you continue to go on, you look at Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, you know, he's not bad on defense, but he's not one of the better defenders. He's a better offensive player. So when you have two-way players like Brown, and you have two-way players like Tatum, and then Marcus Smart as well, I mean, things like that going to happen. You're going to struggle. I mean, you're going to struggle when you have guys that are playing like that.
Warriors, as Irwin was saying, Curry was the leader, 34 points. Klay Thompson, 15. Otto Porter Jr., 12. Wiggs, 20. And Draymond Green, only 4. What do the Warriors need to turn things around for game 2? Obviously, they're still in San Francisco, but what do they need to do to turn things around for them and tie up the series?
Klay Thompson, he definitely has to play better. Draymond Green, I mean, he's not known for scoring anyway, but he still needs to come in and, you know, he still needs to play better than what, you know, what he's done. Jordan Poole, Jordan Poole wasn't the Jordan Poole of old that we've grown accustomed to. I mean, he was 2-for-7, 1-for-5 from 3-point line. So I don't expect Jordan Poole to have the same game Sunday as he did on yesterday. So I think that's another thing that he's going to have to step up, and he's going to play.
Yeah, Warriors team back at home, obviously, has never been down in a series, I believe. I think it's the first time there are behind, trailing 1-0. Golden State dropped to a 9-1 this postseason at home. They haven't lost at all. So things have to turn around, as Irwin says. But this Boston team is confident, you know, taking away home court advantage. And we'll see what happens. Game 2 is this Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on ABC. So looking forward to it. Al Horford really impressed me. 26 points. 15-year big man who turns 36 today.
Today,
first time playing at this level. I mean, I can't say he's the one that's, you know, pushing the Celtics over to a championship, but this must be special for him, isn't it?
Oh, of course. I mean, especially when you have a guy that's his age, and, you know, he's still effective. I mean, he's played for, you know, several different teams in the league, but for him to come back and, you know, come back to Boston and play the way way he's playing, especially playing the playoffs when they really counted, when they really needed the most. I mean, come on. I mean, you can't even put it into words, or, you know what I'm saying, putting into words how big his scoring and his effort and his defense, you know what I'm saying, is on the court. Because, again, like I said, if it wasn't for him, because he's their option as a big man. So that with him playing out there, being able to knock down shots, that brings Draymond, it brings Looney out, where they have to guard and they have to respect that. Where versus, you know, someone else, they may have to. And It's almost like the same series with Dallas. How Dallas had their bigs out on the perimeter, and you know they relied on that. Not saying that our Bostoners relied on that, but they have to respect what Al Horford is able to do on the perimeter. They can't sag off. So again, you know, it adds another layer of difficulty for the Golden State Warriors, and something that they have to defend.
Yeah, with Boston, of course, they're historical. They have a history of going to, winning championships, and this is nothing new for them. Obviously, like they were at it last time back in 2008 against the Lakers, and they lost in that one. So nothing new here. It's quite a tradition for the Celtics team to go back into this level of basketball. News this morning: officially, the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Arvin Ham to a multi-year contract as head coach. He's coming from the Bucks as an assistant, but now he's a head coach for the Lakers. Irwin, your thoughts? Is this the right fit?
I know he's been assistant for a while, and I remember I used to watch Darvin Ham. I mean, playing when I was here. It's going to be really interesting to see, what he brings to the table and how. I don't know what his coaching philosophy or anything is going to be. But again, I would have went with somebody with a little bit more experience. I know that they toss around the idea of Doc Rivers. I'm not for Doc Rivers, but I think that Mark Jackson, that's someone you could have added into there. But again, I think everyone deserves an opportunity. I'm not thrilled about Darvin Ham being there because I wanted some more experience. But like I said, I'm gonna roll with the organization, what they're doing, because I'm a LeBron fan. I'm a LeBron fan.
LeBron James, and we'll talk about him a little bit later in the show. Ham is 48. He'll be the 28th head coach in franchise history for the Lakers, 24th of the Los Angeles era, because the Los Angeles Lakers used to be in Minnesota. Now they're in L.A. So Ham enjoyed an 8-year NBA career from 96 to 98. No, to 2005. He played for Detroit, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Washington, Indiana, and the Nuggets. He was a member of the 2004 championship team with the Pistons. So he has some championship experience. Mm-hmm. A little bit. Which they beat the Lakers back then, mm-hmm. Kobe and Shaq and Karl Malone, the mailman. Yeah. After a successful playing career, Ham began coaching in 08 as an assistant coach with the New Mexico Thunderbirds of the NBA Development League, which is called the G League, before taking over as a GM and head coach of the team in 2010. So he does have front office experience as well. And then in 2011, he was with the Lakers as an assistant coach, spending two seasons with L.A. He would then spend five seasons as an assistant in Atlanta, then the Bucks. And then, of course, he won the championship with the Bucks last year. So has experience. We'll see what happens. LeBron James did echo out on his Twitter that he loved the decision. Do you think he took a part of that decision?
knowing how he's operated in the past, I'm sure he had some say so. I'm sure they went to him in some shape, form, or fashion, and they basically asked him, "Do you think about it?" Because again, I don't see them not communicating that with LeBron James. So again, of course, I think he has. Just like he's had his hand in any other coaching hire or a lot of other players that that's come to the teams that he's been a part of. So I definitely think that.
Speaking about LeBron James, Irwin, he is the first billionaire NBA active player right now. He surpassed it with a lot of his holdings. He owns a lot of businesses, of course, in the entertainment, and of course people predicted it once he moved to the Lakers, he'll make some more money. Your thoughts? Michael Jordan didn't make this level when he was a player, but LeBron did.
But today's NBA basketball is different from what it was back then. players, they have so many more opportunities to make money. And so, and that's what LeBron, that's what he's done. The move to LA was you know, it was a basketball move, but also it was a business move as well. I mean, he's been able to launch, like you said, several different business ventures while being out there in LA. And, you know, he's been able to, you know, movies and all that stuff. So, again, I'm not surprised because, again, he's more than a basketball player. He's definitely a mogul. And that's a great thing for him. Hats off to him and his family.
Yeah, he said he told GQ, the magazine, in 14, actually, 2014, that he said, I want to maximize my business. And if it happens to get it, I happen to get it. If I happen to be a $1 billion athlete, hip hop, hooray. Oh my God, I'm going to be excited. So pretty good. Though he struggled with the Lakers 2021-22, James missed the playoffs for just a fourth time in his career. He did become at 37, the oldest player to average 30 points in the season, 30.3 per points per game. So LeBron definitely making strides. Who came second was Lionel Messi. Yep. On that athlete list. So not surprised about that. You know, one of the top best players. So we'll see what happens. New coach. They do these the Lakers do need some pieces. So, and I guess they're gonna get rid of Russell Westbrook eventually.
Yeah, honestly, they're gonna have to do something. I mean, but again, his salary is so much, so I don't see anybody who's gonna take that unless they take some, at least half of the salary, for, you know, and then, you know, and let the other team, whoever they traded to, take part of the salary. But I don't see them offloading that entire, you know, that's a big, that I think it's $47 million. So it's a lot of money that they're going to have to pay him this year or whatever. And I don't think the way he's played this past season, I don't think any team wants to take on that debt. So, again, I think they're going to have to, if they decide to move him, then they're going to definitely have to find a way to get rid of him. Like I said, they're gonna probably have to take half of his money, and you know the Lakers are gonna have to pay half, and another team, whoever it may be, may have to pay the other half or whatever. But I don't see them getting rid of that debt.
Yeah, money balances, and of course, like the luxury tax and things like that. So, Well, there you have it. What is gonna happen this Sunday, Irwin? What is your prediction? Give us a score and all that jazz.
I mean, I honestly think that, you know, even though I got Boston winning the series, Golden State is going to win. They'll win game two. No ifs, ands, buts about it. They'll come in. They'll come out. They'll play a whole lot better. Tatum definitely will play. They will play better. I think it'll be a high scoring, just like it was yesterday. I'm not good at predicting what the score will be, but I just know it'll be a high scoring game, and I think that Golden State will definitely win. Like, you know, we're fanboys about it, just because you know you're at home, and again, for the league's sake, just for ratings and all that stuff, I don't see them, you know, not winning or whatever. So
128-120.
I think Golden State only put up 108 points. I think they'll definitely get over there. I think they'll put up 120, at least about 125 points. And I think Boston, they'll score around, I'll say 105, somewhere around there.
There you have it. High scoring matchup. And of course, the Warriors are under the gun. So they got to take a game in San Francisco before they head into the East Coast, all the way to the East Coast. It's coast to coast. I don't think I've seen that in a while, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess the bubble, you could count. No, not really. It doesn't count. It was Miami versus Lakers. But
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the coast to coast since Lakers versus Boston. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Irwin, today is National Donut Day. The poll on Twitter: what is your favorite type of the donut? Cake donut, cream filled glazed donut or the donut hole? What's your choice?
Man, I'm a cream filled guy. I like vanilla cream filled and I like lemon cream filled. So from Krispy Kreme though, not any other place, from Krispy Kreme.
Yes, I am a Krispy Kreme guy, and because of gas prices, I'm not going to drive. I have to drive 20 miles, so I was like, I can't do that. I'll pass on it today. Grinfeld is tied for first with glazed donut at 33%, cake at 22%, and the donut hole at 12%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about right. My favorite is Grinfeld. I like the Boston cream, not related to Boston Celtics. I'm not a Celtic fan. But I like cream filled donuts. I do like the cake with like chocolate frosting on top.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one. I like that one too. But but the cream filled, man, it's just something about that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, do it if you're working out. Irwin works out all the time. So that's right. You're able to eat that.
I've been out of commission. You know, this ankle surgery I had. So now I'm just starting back to get into a little rhythm now. So yeah, so I'm definitely still trying to watch what I eat though.
Absolutely. And hopefully get better with your foot. Irwin Dudley, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Steph Curry?
Not Steph Curry, but Jason Tatum.
Fair enough.
Hey, now on Instagram, Irwin_Dudley, and then on Facebook, this Irwin Dudley.
There you go. Last night I was with on the Twitter space with Warrior fans, and they were putting hashtag trophy hunting.
Yeah, they're hunting trophies. That's true, but again, if they're gonna win this right here, they're gonna have to pay a lot better than what they have. Ever.
Yeah, and with this game one win, the Celtics, it's gonna be much closer to the series than I thought, to be honest, which is good. Everyone was saying blowouts, 0-4, you know, Warriors in 4 or 5. No, I think it's going to be a close one, at least 6, which is still a close series. So we'll see. We'll see what everyone says. You can reach us at thesportscast.net and the sportscast one on Twitter and also Instagram. French Open finales this weekend. Nadal made it, and the other opponent we'll find out a little bit later today. So a lot going on in sports. You'd think it's dead after the draft. No, man. There's still going on with NBA. Yeah. And tennis and some soccer. But anyways, Irwin, always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man. It's great to be back.
And have a dry weekend. Hoops Talk Sunday night. God bless.
God bless.